The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. This is coverage of area high school sports on KPLO, DRGNews.com, and the DRG News app. It's time for the pregame on KPLO.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monument in Rapid City as we bring you opening round coverage of this year's State A Volleyball Tournament on KPLO. We have the opening round match for the Miller Rustlers this evening as the Rustlers take on the Wagner Red Raiders. And our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by the folks at Venture Communications, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and Wagner Auto. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Bank West Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Bay Adam Law Firm, Avera Health, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball from the State A Volleyball Tournament also being brought to you tonight by Advanced Collision and Repair, Miller Rexall, Kent Clark Insurance, Carr Chiropractic, American Family Insurance, Volk Garden and Associates, Mid-Dakota Rural Water, by Rec Funeral Home, South Dakota Soybean Processors, Venture Communications, and Jan Bussey Ford. We should remind you that this broadcast of this state tournament game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight as the Miller Rustlers draw the number 3 overall seed in this State A volleyball tournament. Coming into the match with a record of 28-6, they take on the Wagner Red Raiders tonight. The Red Raiders are 26-6 overall. We expect this to be a very entertaining match, similar to the one that we just had completed. The A opening round game of the night session of the A tournament turned out to cause us some delay as the Class B and Class AA matches went rather quickly, both three games sweeps. But the matchup between Rapid City Christian and Dakota Valley, the number 2 and number 7 seeds of this State A, went for a 5 full, and it was Rapid City Christian who prevailed and will move on to the semifinal round. Of course, Miller and Wagner, the matchup between the 3 and 6 overall seeds, will be the final day match of the opening round of the State B. Other matches into Class B and Class A matches are coming up as well. We want to welcome those of you joining us as we have live streaming of this state tournament match on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. And, of course, for full coverage of the South Dakota High School Volleyball Championships and updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at sdpb.org/volleyball, and the championship matches for all three classes will be televised with Class B on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB2 TV, and Class AA on SDPB3 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDVolleyball23. Lots to talk about in our pregame show brought to you by the folks at Bank West Insurance. We'll get you caught up on what has happened, what will happen on this opening day of the state volleyball tournament. We'll break down both Wagner and Miller, and we'll have much more as our pregame continues. Let's take a 2-minute break and return. We'll be back after this on KPLO.
In today's economy, every dollar counts. To be certain you have the right insurance coverage at the right price, Bank West agents work with multiple companies to compare options on your behalf. Your Bank West agent can help you avoid paying too much while assuring you have adequate coverage for those times when you need it most. Contact your local Bank West agent for a free policy review. Insurance products are not deposits, are not FDIC insured, and may lose value.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 30th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Raiders head to Ford Field to take on the Lions at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Time Machinery needs to add an experienced service technician to the Case IH team in Highmore, Miller, and Pier. As a service technician and diesel mechanic, you'll perform machinery diagnostics, repairs, maintenance, and pre-delivery work on heavy equipment with a high level of quality and efficiency. They offer an excellent compensation package, and a signing bonus is available depending on experience. For more information, log on to www.titanmachinery.com/careers or contact Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, at 701-356-0130.
Back here at the Monument in Rapid City as we prepare for the final match of the evening for the Class B field as Wagner and Miller get set to do work. The B tournament going on here as well. Warner with a 3-0 victory over Gabriel Vollen in the opening round this afternoon. Burke also defeats Wolsey Wessington. That went 5. Burke went 3-2. Warner and Burke will play the first semifinal round tomorrow evening. That will be the 6:00 Central Time, 5:00 Mountain Time match here for the B. Gabriel Vollen will take on Wolsey Wessington at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, noon Central Time tomorrow on the consolation semifinals. Chester earlier this evening defeated Falkton 3-0. Chester will move to the championship bracket. Falkton will move to the consolation semis. The winner of the matchup coming between Coleman Egan and Castlewood will take on Chester. Falkton will play the loser of that match. That will be scheduled for about 1:45 Central Time tomorrow. We'll have that match for you from the State B Volleyball Tournament here at the Monument in Rapid City on KMLO tomorrow afternoon. In the A tournament, Sioux Falls Christian, number 1 overall seed, they defeat Lennox 3-0. Del Rapids, the number 5 seed, knocks off 4th seed Platte Geddes 3-1. Del Rapids and Sioux Falls Christian will play in the championship round tomorrow night. Lennox will take on Platte Geddes tomorrow afternoon. Rapid City Christian, as we mentioned earlier, defeats Dakota Valley in 5, 3-2. Rapid City Christian awaits the winner of this match. That will be the second match tomorrow night. Dakota Valley in the second match tomorrow afternoon will play the loser of this matchup between Miller and Wagner. And in the AA tournament, Harrisburg 3-0 defeating Aberdeen Central. Harrisburg, the number 1 overall seed of the AA. Sioux Falls O'Gorman, the number 5 seed, defeats Watertown 3-0. Harrisburg and OG tomorrow night in the first semifinal match. Aberdeen Central and Watertown will play the first consolation semifinal match tomorrow afternoon. Sioux Falls Jefferson earlier defeats Brandon Valley 3-0. Sioux Falls Jefferson will play tomorrow night, Brandon Valley in the afternoon, taking on the winners and losers of Sioux Falls Washington and Sioux Falls Jefferson. That is just about set to get underway. Our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's talk about the Red Raiders first. Wagner 26-6 overall this season, finished 7th in the State A Volleyball Tournament last year, capping off a 32-5 overall record. They came into Region 5A as the number 2 overall seed, defeating Sanborn Central Woonsocket 3-0, defeating Parkston 3-1. And in Pier at Ringside Gym, and then the Sodak 16, Wagner took care of Mobridge Pollock from Region 6A, 3-2, and find themselves here in this state volleyball tournament. Miller has put together another very nice year, 28-6 overall. They finished 4th in the State A last year. They were the number 1 seed in Region 6A with victories over McLaughlin and North Central, 3-0. The Rustlers played good volleyball and took care of business in the Sodak 16, a match that we had on KPLO. They defeated Flandreau in Huron 3-0 and earned themselves another spot in the State A Volleyball Tournament. And remember, they finished 4th in the matchup last season. They have been to the state championship game 3 different times throughout the years, and look to try to improve and move to the night bracket. Tomorrow should be a good, good matchup between Miller and Wagner. Time for our starting lineups. We'll have that for you after we take a two-minute break. You're listening to coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament from KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre since 1881. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and are happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Hello, here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Time for tonight's starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics as we get set for volleyball here, of course, at the Monument. All three classes will be played at once, and as we get ready here, the Miller-Wagner match is at the near court. The Class B match, the far court of three. The AA court is in the center of this three-court alignment. And, of course, they will name the starters from all three matches. So we have a little bit of time to talk about both of these teams. The Wagner Red Raiders, 26-6 overall. And here's who we expect to see on the floor. Ashlyn Copel, a 6'3 sophomore, leading the way for Wagner, 314 kills on the season. She is a 6'3 sophomore. We will see Macy Kupel, a 5'9 senior. Maddie Crable, a 5'5 senior. Shona Koser, she is a 6' senior. Kaya Kjellgaard, a 6' senior. And Aubrey Medricki, a 6' senior for Wagner on the court. Their defensive specialist, their libero, Braxton Nedved, a 5'6 freshman for the Wagner Red Raiders, who enter the contest tonight with a record of 26-6, the number 6 overall seed of this state A volleyball tournament. Stacy Niebel is the head coach of the Wagner Red Raiders. For the Miller Rustlers, we will see Alea Schlechter, 318 kills on the year for Schlechter. She is a 5'10 junior. We will see Kate Lichty, a 5'9 sophomore, and Journey Palmer, a 5'5 senior. Shaylee Anderberg with 48 aces, leading that statistic for the Rustlers. She is a 5'8 senior. Heather Riesel, 755 assists, according to the statistics, for the 5'10 senior. She will do a lot of the setting for the Rustlers. Paige Wertle, a 5'9 sophomore, and Jolie Palmer, a 5'5 sophomore, will get the start for the Miller Rustlers. The Miller Rustlers, 28-6 overall, under head coach Linda DeBoer, the number 3 overall seed of this State A volleyball tournament. As we get set to go here, starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The announcement of our game officials brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection at the net. It will be Borkland and Nelson, Hosman and Jetlin. Stephanie Jetlin will be at the be the line judges for this match from the State A Volleyball Tournament. And our announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. We invite you to join us for Minnesota Vikings football this Sunday on KPLO. The Vikings on the road as they travel to Denver to take on the Broncos. The Broncos playing good football as of late, as are our Vikings as well. It will be a 6 o'clock Viking pregame. The kickoff shortly after 7 o'clock. We are your home for Minnesota Vikings football. 94.5 FM KPLO. And we'll take one more break, and we will get this final match of the Class A Volleyball Tournament underway after this in KPLO.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in South Dakota. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota white-tailed deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz & Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Before we we get set for volleyball, let's pause for station identification. You're listening to coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament from KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Stop speeding before it stops you.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Vikings pregame 6:30, not 6 o'clock Sunday night for that matchup with the Denver Broncos. Our opening serve is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. They can help you make light work of heavy snow with their Bobcat R-Series loaders and snow removal attachments. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as the Rustlers. We'll serve it first. It is Riesel that puts it in play. Battle at the net. And Ashlyn Kupel is able to, able to push it through. And Wagner with a early 1-0 lead as they earn the side out. Wagner with the serve the other way. Schlechter back row. They'll set it for Alea over the top of the defense and down. And Alea Schlechter scores a kill. The offense is doing work here in the first couple points. Side out back to Miller. The Rustlers with Shaylee Anderberg back row. As all of these teams getting off to similar starts. It's 1-1 in the Class B tournament. The game match as well. Wagner on the third hit pushes it the other way. Dig by Riesel back up top. Shot to the back row. Paige Wirtle dug out by the Red Raiders. They will push the other way. Now Miller will keep it alive. And a free ball from Palmer is long and out of bounds. Jolie Palmer hits it long for the first hitting error tonight for Miller. And Wagner with a 2-1 lead. Red Raiders looking to serve. They have a big front line, probably as big in any of the matches what we have seen Miller play throughout the season. This is a big matchup for you, and Rustlers will attack. But right there, Kaya Jetland, she blocked it, but it did go out of bounds. So that is a kill for Paige Wirtle. That's her first of the night. And Jolie Palmer serving for Miller. Line drive serve. Wagner with the receive, they'll push the other way, and a nice finesse play by Shona Koser and the senior there. Another six-footer scores the second kill for Wagner. 3-2 Red Raiders here in set number one. We play the best three out of five. Wagner with the serve. It is long and out of bounds for their first service error. And now Miller has tied it at three apiece as we rotate quickly here. Alea Schlechter to the back row for Miller. As the Rustlers put it in play. Softly across and a quick return. That is across and down in a hurry from the Rustlers. Shaylee Anderberg, the receive from Wagner, wound up at the net, and Anderberg was there to drop it home. So now Miller has the lead at 4-3. As we work here in this opening set, Alea Schlechter, line drive the other way. Back row Wagner, free ball, back across for the Red Raiders. Schlechter will dig, set up top. Hard hit ball the other way from Paige Wirtle. Wagner will try to return the favor as they work it back across. Keljard, guard rather, with the attack. Rustlers will dig and set, and they set it for Heather Riesel, who pushes it away from the block attempt and down, and now Miller with a 5-3 lead. Using good ball control here, as things have settled down after we traded a few points to start. Schlechter will serve it up once again. Wagner working from the back row. Finally will work the other way. And now Miller at the net. Has it blocked, but the Rustlers are there for to the dig with a good help defense. And now a whistle. And we're going to have a net violation on Miller. There was a lot of black jerseys from the Miller Rustlers at the net. Anderberg was there. And I think it was Shaylee who... they whistled for the net violation. It gives the point to Wagner. It's 4-5 as the Red Raiders put it in play. Here is Miller to the back row. That is long. The attack from Paige Wirtle is out of bounds. 5-5 now as the Rustlers had the lead but have given up two straight to the Red Raiders. And now Wagner will look to put it in play. Here is Aubrey Madrecki with the serve. Miller over the top of the defense. Nice pancake dig by the Red Raiders. They'll push it back. Good job there by Miller with the dig, but can't move it forward. And now the Red Raiders have the lead as they will get the kill here. And that comes from Hayden Fisher, the freshman, with her first kill of the night. 6-5 Wagner Red Raiders will put it in play once again. Palmer back row. On the set, Riesel. Back to the Wagner side, up top. Hard hit ball, but dug out. Schlechter. Free ball from Wordle the other way. Wagner will dig it out, set it back up once again. That is across, but Palmer makes a nice dig. Good recovery by Miller as they push it back across, and now Wagner with a free ball the other way. Here is Palmer, set up top. Hit through the defense and down. That's Paige Wordle who gets the job done for Miller. And we are tied at six, side out to the Rustlers now. As we will see Miller go to their bench, and we will see Journey Palmer check in. She will go to the back row and serve for the Rustlers. And that serve is a line drive, and it's an ace. First ace of the night for either team, and now Miller has it, and they have the lead at 7-6. Palmer again with the overhand the other way. Wagner will set and fire. Keljard with the attack. Rustlers will regroup, send it the other way, and it's Shaylee Anderberg across and down. 8-6 Miller. The Rustlers with a three-point scoring run now. As Journey Palmer will serve it up once again. To the back row it comes to Crable. Now a free ball from Wagner is across. Miller will set, and they will go cross-court. Anderberg with the attack. Wagner will push the other way. That's across and down, and that's Aubrey Medricki. That's her second kill of the night. Side out back to Wagner. Keljard serving. Keljard putting it in play with the overhand across. Kind of a off-balance pass for Miller, but it worked out. Gave Grayson Wordle the opportunity, and boy, did she put some backspin on that attack as it goes across and down. Miller leads 9-7. Wordle to the back row to serve. And she will send it down the line. Wagner with the bump as they move it forward. Wagner the other way. Quick return by Miller. Now Wagner will push it back row, and that will go down for a kill for Macy Kopel. That will be her first kill. Wagner will score the side out. Neither team can get away from the other. We've seen both teams with two-point leads, but not much more than that. Maddie Crable serving. To the back row it comes to Journey Palmer. Back up top, Anderberg down the line. And another rocket shot across and down for the Rustlers. And for Shaylee Anderberg, kill number three of this opening set. Heather Riesel back row to serve. Miller would love to have a three-point lead as they send it here. Wagner the other way, tipped at the net. Miller will settle down. Alea Schlechter cross court. Wagner will make the play, though, as a free ball comes back. Tipped by Anderberg. Riesel. Anderberg over the top. Wagner with the back row dig up top, and a rocket there. Hit hard, but dug out. Miller at the net. Across, but dug out. Wagner will push the other way. Palmer will dig. Riesel will set. Schlechter the other way. Did a good job of staying on their side, and now Wagner will push. It is blocked, but Wagner will regroup and send it back. Again, they'll set it. Over the top of the defense is Miller, but Wagner is there for the dig. Now, an attack the other way, across and down from Wagner. That is Shona Koser. And a long rally back and forth, but Wagner eventually prevails to make it a one-point game once again. It's 9 serving 10 as Wagner will put it in play. Washington up 10-5 on Lincoln. Castlewood 11-9 over Coleman Egan. Both of those matches in the opening set. Schlechter attacks, and it's blocked by Wagner and sent back. Here is Anderberg the other way. Back up top, Wagner. That is blocked but out of bounds. And a kill for the Red Raiders. Ashlyn Kopel will score the kill, and we are tied once again at 10. Wagner again in serve as they will go to the back row. Journey Palmer back up top. Anderberg stuffed there, but through and down. And that will be a kill for Shaylee Anderberg. Already, that is kill number 4 for the 5'8 senior. 11-10 Miller. Anderberg to the back row to serve. As the overhand goes the other way, Wagner will set it up with a nice back set, and the shot there is wide and out of bounds. Right idea. Ashlyn Kopel just missed, and for Wagner, That is their first hitting error of the night. And hey, Miller back to a two-point lead at 12-10. They will go for a three-point advantage as Shaylee Anderberg will put it in play, looping it slowly across. Madrecki with the bump. They'll set it for her, and Aubrey will push it across and down. Aubrey Madrecki, the six-foot senior with kill number three for Wagner. Side out back to the Red Raiders. Ashlyn Koppel back row. She will serve, and it is 12-11 Miller. And the serve here is softly across. Anderberg, Riesel, and an attack from Miller. Good job by Wagner to dig it out. Now Miller will send it the other way. A nice dig by Jolie Palmer. It winds up on the Miller side, or on the, pardon me, on the Wagner side. Wagner went for the kill shot, and they hit it way long and out of bounds. Miller up by two once again. Palmer serving. Back row, Crable. Wagner moving it forward, attacks the other way. Miller with the dig, back up top, Schlechter, and that is a rocket shot across and down for the junior, Alea Schlechter. 14-11, there's your three-point advantage as the Rustlers have the lead 14-11 over Wagner as the points come quickly here in this opening set. Here is Palmer once again with the serve. Wagner with the receive back row. They'll set it, and a good job there over the top of the defense. Kaya Kelgard will score it, and that's her first kill of the night. We've called her name a lot. That's her first offensive stat of the evening. Two-point lead for Miller as Wagner will use the serve to put it in play. Schlechter with the return across. Back row dig for the Red Raiders. They will push the other way. It's blocked. Wagner will push it across again. This time it is down, and another kill for the Red Raiders. And Aubrey Madrecki will get kill number four. It's a one-point lead for Miller, 14-13. Wagner will serve it up once again. Anderberg, Palmer up top now. It comes to Paige Wertle, who will hit it, and it's tipped. That'll be a kill for Paige Wertle. That's her third of the night. Miller back up by two at 15-13, and here is Alea Schlechter. Schlechter with the serve, and that's an ace. Second ace of the night for the Rustlers, the first for Alea Schlechter, and a timeout taken. This is a Wagner timeout. We work through set number one, Miller 16, Wagner 13. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Mid-Dakota Rural Water is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of its customers by providing high-quality water and excellent service. They're proud to serve more than 6,400 customers with 3,900 miles of pipeline that service territory covering a 14-county region in east-central South Dakota. Those counties now receive quality water and positive community involvement from the directors and staff at Mid-Dakota Rural Water System. They congratulate Miller Rustler Volleyball and wish them luck in this match. Mid-Dakota Rural Water. Quality on tap.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. That was a Wagner timeout. They have one remaining. Miller has two remaining here in this opening set. It is 16-13. One thing that you don't see very often, but the Rustlers are doing it here. The starters, the players on the floor, taking a seat during the timeout. They will come off the bench and head out. It is Alea Schlechter who will serve. And Alea with the overhand across. Wagner, nice set of the net. They'll push it back row. That is a kill. Kelgard with the kill. Kaya, 6 foot senior, with her second kill for Wagner in this opening set. 16-14 Miller. Miller still hanging on to the advantage, but Wagner staying close. Aubrey Madrecki serving. Miller at the net. They'll push it the other way, and that is out of bounds. They're going to say it is off of Miller, a hitting error for the Rustlers. Paige Wertle was there as she tried to push it across. Thought she got it through the defense, but I think it hit the antenna. And then it's automatically out of play no matter where the ball goes. And now Miller will hit it here and hit it wide and out of bounds. Back-to-back hitting errors will tie things at 16. Wagner 16, Miller 16 in set number one. Washington leading Lincoln 18-10 in the AA. Castlewood leading Coleman Egan 19-12. That is in the B tournament. Rustlers off the return of serve. Free ball back to the Wagner side. They will push the other way. Rustlers will dig it out a little out of position, so they'll push to the back row to kind of slow things down. Give them an opportunity to regroup as Wagner will return it. Here is Miller at the net. The attack from Grayson Wirtle. It is blocked, and it is sent back down. That is Kelgard with the block for Wagner and a timeout Miller. Wagner with their first lead in a while here in set number one. Wagner 17, Miller 16. We're back in 30 on KPLO.
Luce, Luzy, and Rec Funeral Homes are your family-owned businesses ready to help you in your time of need. With businesses in Gettysburg, Fulton, Miller, Highmore, and they service Cheyenne River Reservation. Mandy and Tiffany are there to answer any questions and help you along. Luce, Luzy, and Rec Funeral Homes proudly support all local sports and activities.
Well, Wagner has been able to make some plays as of late. Miller was able to build up a three-point lead not long ago. In fact, I think it was 16-13. Might have been 15-12, but either way, it was a three-point lead for Miller. And Wagner's been able to come back as they operate here in serve. And Red Raiders will put it in play. Miller will try to regroup as they hammer the other way. That is blocked but out of bounds. Point for the Rustlers now as the attack comes from Paige Wirtle. Another kill for the sophomore, her fourth of the night, and we are tied at 17. Substitutions for Miller as Journey Palmer will check back in, and Paige Wirtle will check out. Palmer with the serve, and it is out of bounds. She tried to catch the sideline there, and that serve was long, and it grazed the net. I think she had the right idea until it grazed the net. Then it went offline and out of bounds as she found an open spot on the floor, and she tried to serve that direction. So now it's 18-17. Wagner, Red Raiders serving. Here is Grayson Wirtle the other way. Wagner will dig it out, set it up. Tip there, kept alive, but not. Shaylee Anderberg made the play on it, but Wagner was able to send it the other way. Another kill for Ashlyn Koppel. And it is 19-17 Wagner as the Red Raiders serve it up once again. Schlechter back row, Riesel, now Palmer down the line, and it's out of bounds. Another hitting error for the Rustlers, their sixth of the night, and all of a sudden Wagner putting together a nice scoring run, and we are going to have another timeout taken by Miller. 20-17, Wagner leading Miller here in set number one. We're back again in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Everyone from South Dakota Soybean Processors wishes the Lady Rustlers the best of luck. They invite you to the New Horizon meeting on November 28th in Volga, November 29th in Watertown, and November 30th in Mitchell. Registration will begin at 9:30 a.m. with the speaker from 10 o'clock to 11:45 and lunch at 11:45. Topics to be covered include grain market outlook for all crops, precision planting, and maximizing soybean yields. RSVP by November 20th with location attending to 1-888-737-7888 or email Carrie.
Another Agtegra timeout is Linda DeBoer, who's been to this state tournament a time or two. She realizes how important this opening set would be. They try to ice the shooter, the server, and they do that as Kaya Kelgard sends one long, and that is a point that the Rustlers needed. 20-18, Wagner leading. Grayson Wirtle serving as Sioux Falls Washington just defeated Sioux Falls Lincoln. And now Miller having trouble back row, and they commit the hitting error here, and that's a one-and-done side out for the Rustlers. It's 21-18. Maddie Crable serving for Wagner. As she will push to the back row, it is Palmer now. Riesel moving it forward to Anderberg down the line and out of play. So that is a kill for Shaylee Anderberg, number five on the night, 21-19, Wagner leading. Rustlers with Heather Riesel back row. Riesel with the serve across. Wagner moving it forward. The attack the other way. Palmer with the dig. Rustlers will set it up. Push to the back row. The attack comes from Kate Lichty. Now it's Wagner the other way. And an off-balance shot. Completely mistiming the jump with Ashlyn Koppel. But she missed it so bad it was good. And she had a 6'3" frame long arms. And she was able to just tip it away from the Miller defense and down. Doesn't matter how you get it done, as long as you score the point. It's 22-19. And now the Rustlers need to get some work done. Here is Schlechter with a hard hit ball, but it is dug out. Wagner will send it the other way. Anderberg will dig. They will set it for Schlechter. That is through the block, but kept alive. Wagner at the net. Two-hand pushes across. Palmer will dig. It's kept alive. Journey Palmer with a nice job to send it the other way. And now Wagner in trouble. The block from Kate Lichty will give Miller the point. 22-20. Wagner by two. The Rustlers trying to come from behind here and win set number one. Wagner still has a timeout. Keep that in mind as Shaylee Anderberg puts it in play. The push to the back row. Crable with the bump. They move it forward. Wagner through the defense and down. Aubrey Madrecki with the kill, and it's 23-20, and the Rustlers just not able to get traction and serve. As Wagner will again work to put it in play, this is Ashlyn Koppel across. Anderberg, Riesel, the attack there, Paige Wertle, it is blocked and out of bounds. So Paige Wertle with kill number five, 23-21 Wagner. The Rustlers with no margin of error. Here's Jolie Palmer serving. Back row, Crable, and that's an ace for Jolie Palmer. And boy, do the Rustlers need that. 23-22. Wagner's lead is at one. The Rustlers have not led since the early teens. Palmer again serving. Wagner will handle it this time as they push the other way. Miller there. Front row, Schlechter, hard hit ball across. Macy Koppel with the dig. The Red Raiders send it back. Here's Miller down the line. It's tipped. It's out of bounds. And that's a kill for Paige Wertle. 23-23. Keep in mind, you got to win by two. And Wagner is going to use their final timeout of set number one. We'll take it with them, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 30th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Raiders head to Ford Field to take on the Lions at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Both teams are allotted two timeouts in each set. Both teams have used two timeouts in this opening set. 23-23 is our score as the Rustlers will continue to work here. Jolie Palmer serving down the line. Kjellgaard with the bump as they work it forward. Kjellgaard attacks the other way. Rustlers will set. Bad pass, but it's handled by the Rustlers. Alea Schlechter just free balls it, but it catches the line and is good for a kill. Game point for Miller. 24-23, Rustlers lead. Both teams out of timeouts. Jolie Palmer, the sophomore, with a rocket in serve across. Wagner will set the other way. Two-hand push. Rustlers will dig and set. Schlechter, hard hit ball. It's tipped again. And Alea Schlechter with back-to-back kills will give the Rustlers the victory in set number one. 25-23. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Great deals during my annual inventory reduction event. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a 90-second break and return. You're listening to coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament from KPLO.
The order bank at Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore is open. Order your new 2024 Super Duty F-150, Expedition, Explorer, Broncos, and more. Personalize it from the wheels to the engine, and we'll give you the best price without haggling and without gimmicks. We pride ourselves on building partnerships for life by giving you a better buying experience. Give us a call at 605-852-2122 or stop into Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore and start building your dream vehicle today.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in South Dakota needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
James Bartholomew Johnson, get here this instant!
Oh yeah, hi Dad, good morning.
Do you want to explain to me how the windshield in my pickup got smashed?
Well, last night me and the guys went to the softball game, and the softball just came out of nowhere.
Oh, say no more. We'll just go down to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They're a full-service auto body and repair shop for anything automotive or mechanical.
And they do windshields?
Yes, son, they even do windshields. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller, or call 893-0190.
Full coverage of the high school volleyball championships and updated bracket scores and photos. Visit sdpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at sdpb.org/volleyball. And the championship matches for all three classes will be televised, with Class B on SDPB1TV, Class A on SDPB2TV, and Class AA on SDPB3TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDVolleyball23. The Rustlers were down as we got into the 20s, but the Rustlers were able to score three in a row. Two big kills by Alea Schlechter gave the Rustlers a victory, 25-23, and momentum is such a big thing in the game of volleyball, and you can tell the way that Linda DeBoer approached things with timeouts and the like. Wanted to make darn sure that they kept it close in this opening set, and being able to steal that gives them a little bit of momentum. Wagner will serve to get this second set underway. And it will be Macy Kupel who will serve for the Red Raiders. Here is Miller. Schlechter had the hot hand, but this time sends it wide and out of bounds. That is 8 hitting errors for Miller, just 2 hitting errors for Wagner, and 17-15, the kill advantage for Miller through that opening set. Wagner leads early, Miller the other way. Wagner with the dig off the Rustler attack, and they push the other way, and Ashlyn Kupel will score another kill. That gives the sophomore 5 on the night, and Wagner with a 2-0 lead. Macy Kupel will serve it up once again. The senior the other way, Palmer, Riesel, Schlechter over the top of the defense and down. Alea Schlechter with kill number 5. Miller on the board here in set number 2. It is 1 serving 2 as for Miller. It is the senior Shaylee Anderberg who puts it in play. You've got 3 different sounding whistles as Anderberg loops it slowly across. Wagner will set, and they will push the other way. Wagner will clear it. Now Miller the other way. Schlechter has it bumped. Rustlers with another opportunity as Schlechter pushes it back, but Wagner runs it down. Set at the net, Kupel. She will attack. Rustlers will dig. Again, it's Schlechter, and she'll hammer it again, but Wagner is there for the dig. Rustlers with the block. Again, Wagner will dig it out and push it back. Anderberg, Riesel, and now Wirtle the other way. But Wagner is there in a nice rally back and forth. Blocked in the net, tipped, and down, but out of bounds. It was not tipped by Wagner. That will turn out to be a hitting error for Miller, and that will be a point for Wagner as the Red Raiders lead 3-1 as Kupel will continue to serve. Palmer, now it is Wirtle with a hard hit ball across. Paige Wirtle with 7 kills now, and the side out back to Miller. They stop play. There's 3 different sounding whistles as the net officials, both of them have whistles. They sound just a little bit different, but they're close enough that it stopped play here in the A tournament, and it was a double A timeout call as Wagner works a return a serve. It is blocked by the Rustlers, but Wagner is able to regroup and send it the other way. Now it's Schlechter who sends it to the back row. Wagner will push it forward. They'll send it back line. Anderberg, now Wertle, through the block and down. Shaylee Anderberg with another kill. That is six for her, and things are tied at 3-3. And Jolie Palmer will serve it up once again for Miller. Line drive serve that is out of bounds, and it's an ace. Jolie Palmer with her second of the night, and Miller has the lead back at 4-3. A 5'5 sophomore, Jolie Palmer, with the serve the other way. Wagner at the net, down the line, that's a winner, and that is Kaya Kjellgaard. Kill number three, and we're tied at 4. Side out for the Red Raiders as they get ready to put it in play. Serve the other way. Anderberg kept alive by Riesel. Now Grayson Wertle with the attack across. Wagner sets it up top. They'll push to the back line. Palmer, Riesel, Schlechter over the top of the defense, but Wagner runs it down. And at the net, they'll duel. Palmer again, back row dig. Up top, Wertle, and that is out of bounds. Miller mishit it there. That's 10 hitting errors for Miller. If you could say there was one stat that just is not working in their direction, it is the hitting errors, and it has given Wagner some points and allows them to work with the lead, and now an ace is sent across. First time tonight, as Maddie Crable will send across, or pardon me, that is Shona Koser, who will send across an ace. And that is the first ace of the night for Wagner. It is 6-4 Red Raiders as they put it in play once again. And up top, this is Alea Schlechter over the top of the defense, but Wagner is there with the dig. They'll push the other way. Wertle, Riesel, Schlechter, she'll shove back line. Wagner will set it up once again. Hard hit ball. But Palmer is there with the dig. Here is Wertle through the defense and down. Another hard hit ball from Paige Wertle. Boy, the sophomore has been able to grip it and rip it. Different times throughout the season we've seen her do that. She has done it here tonight. That is 8 kills for her. Side out back to the Rustlers. 6-5 Wagner. Alea Schlechter back row is... Now we wait, and everybody's ready, so here we go. As Schlechter serves, it grazes the net, and it's down for an ace. And when you get to a state tournament, you take the bounces. As Schlechter will send across an ace, that is her second of the night. And for the Rustlers, that is 5 service aces this evening. And they have tied things at 6. Schlechter the other way. Pancake dig made, back row by Wagner. They'll get it across. Now Riesel will set. Grayson Wertle will miss hit it. And she tried to attack on the slide play, and she hit it short and into the net. Wagner back out in front, 7-6. Another hitting error for the Rustlers. And here is Aubrey Madrecki serving. The bump at the net. Wagner tries to kill it, but hit it soft enough that Miller could get a dig on it. And then they will set it for Paige Wertle, and Paige again will drop the hammer and send it across and down. Side out to the Rustlers as Journey Palmer will check back in. 7-7. Miller versus Wagner. The final game of the opening round of the state volleyball tournament. That's received by Wagner that is at the net. And the Rustler is able to drop it down. That's Heather Riesel that was at the net and got the job done. That's her second kill of the night. Miller out in front, 8-7. Palmer serving a looper, and it's an ace. If there was such a thing as a knuckleball serve, that's what we just saw. Palmer will try to do it again, this time with a little more velocity. Wagner is there with the dig. They'll set it up, push it the other way. Grayson Wertle with the dig. Anderberg will go cross court. Wagner is there with the dig. They'll set it up once again. Rustlers the other way. Opportunity there. Can Miller run it down? They'll keep it alive, but can't. They get 2 hits on it. Let's score that a kill for Aubrey Madrecki, because it should be. That was a well-placed shot across, and it is now a 9-8 score as Miller has the lead. Miller won the opening set 25-23. As Miller here works the return of serve, Grayson Wertle out of bounds. Hit it hard, but long and out of play. 9-9 as we are tied once again. Red Raiders with the serve across. Journey Palmer on the set. Riesel back across. Wagner was ready for it as Miller will make the play. Work it the other way. The attack by Wagner is blocked by Riesel. Now a free ball from the Red Raiders is across. And here is Miller. Anderberg, it's blocked but tipped by Miller. Kept alive. Riesel will send it back. And now we'll regroup. Looping shot the other way by Wagner. Riesel across once again. And that is down, and that's a kill for Heather Riesel. And that was a smart play. She did it the first time in this volley back and forth, but Wagner was there to regroup, but they kept getting out of position as they kept sliding right. Riesel tried the corner again, and it got there, and it's 10-9. Grayson Wirtle serving. Here is Wagner the other way. Wirtle back row, can't handle a hard hit shot from Ashlyn Koppel, and we're tied at 10. What a competitive match we have had here. The final match of the A tournament in the opening round. 10-10 is our score. Wagner will put it in play. Anderberg, Wirtle, or Riesel rather, Anderberg, she works across, and then Wagner hits it short. And for the Red Raiders, as we are midway through the second set, that is their third hitting error of the night. Side out back to Miller. Heather Riesel serving. She'll push back row, and that's an ace. Another ace for Miller. And we are going to have a timeout taken. This will be a Wagner timeout. 12-10, Miller leading. We'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service and prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Stay with us during our post game. We will have the big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Player of the game from CHS River Plains will come up as well during all three matches that we will have following the Miller Rustlers from this year's State B Volleyball Tournament. Wagner with one timeout remaining. Miller has two here in this second set. It is 12-10 Miller as the Rustlers. We'll put it in play once again. Red Raiders at the net, attacking across. Jolie Palmer with the dig, set for Anderberg. Hard hit ball, but it's blocked and sent back. Macy Koppel with the defensive play for Wagner. Their second block of the match, and that makes it 12-11. Miller's lead is down to one. And Wagner comes out of the timeout, earns the side out, and they will put it in play. Journey Palmer back row, set for Schlechter. She'll go back row and hit it long and out of bounds. And that ties things at 12. Hitting error number 13 for Miller, just 3 for Wagner. That's giving up 10 points, and that makes your offense have to just work that much harder. Rustlers can't get it moved forward, so a free ball back. Wagner at the net and a hard hit ball as they get into system, and Ashlyn Koppel drops the hammer hard and sends it down for a kill, 13-12, as Wagner has the lead once again. Macy Koppel puts it in play. That serve is wide and out of bounds. 13-13 is the score between Miller and Wagner. Rustlers up one game to none. Shaylee Anderberg to the back row to serve for the Rustlers. See a good representation of the folks in green here tonight. As Wagner works the return across. Palmer with the dig. Riesel sets for Schlechter. That's across and down. Alea Schlechter with kill number 6. She is not leading the way in the kill department for Miller, but her points scored have been big ones. That one gives the Rustlers the lead once again at 14-13, and their side out continues. Shaylee Anderberg will serve. At the net, Wagner. And it is through the block and down, and that is Aubrey Madrecki. 14-14. Side out back to the Red Raiders. Here is the sophomore, Ashlyn Koppel. 314 kills on the season. Serve goes the other way. Palmer, Riesel, up top it is Schlechter. She goes off balance. Wagner is there for the dig as they move it forward. They will attack. Now down the line is Miller. But Wagner will dig it out, push it back. It's blocked and sent back. Paige Wertle with a defensive play for Miller. 15-14. Miller with the lead once again. Jolie Palmer to the back row as she gets ready to do work. Remember, Wagner with one timeout remaining, Miller with two. They used them all on set number one as Jolie Palmer serves. Wagner works the other way. A free ball is back across. Wertle with the dig, set for Schlechter. It's blocked and sent back. And that's one thing about this Wagner outfit is Shona Koser scores with the defensive play. They can go 6 foot about any time across that front line. You're going to have trouble attacking at the net. You're going to have to hit it off balance and across the other way, and Miller does just that. Grayson Wertle, as she knocks one to the right and down, that's a kill for her, and Miller back out in front, 16-15. Schlechter to the back row to serve. As Leia will work it the other way. And at the net, it is an opportunity for Miller to drop the hammer, and they do. Paige Wertle with kill number 10. 16-15, make it 17-15. The Rustlers have pushed to a two-point advantage, but nobody has been out in front by more than that. We have not seen a three-point lead here in this third or this second set. Schlechter serve grazes the net, but Wagner will bump it forward, and an easy kill there. Kaya Kjellgaard will score the kill. That is her fourth of the night. And Aubrey Madrecki to the back row to serve. Wagner trailing by one as the Red Raiders, dressed in black, set to put it in play. Miller at the net. Bad pass this time. And a hitting error for Miller. And things are tied at 17. Actually, Wagner, they say, the scoreboard says Wagner is up 17-16. Not quite sure if that is right, and they got to fix the antenna anyway. And Heather Riesel set, had a little bit of steam on it, and then it grazes and hits the antenna, knocks it out of position. We will go with the score on the scoreboard, Wagner 17, Miller 16, as Wagner puts it in play. Riesel with the set up top, Grayson Wertle tries to hit it, it's blocked, but they're going to call four hits. Another error for Miller, and Wagner finds themselves with a two-point lead. Don't be surprised if we don't see a timeout soon here from Linda DeBoer and the Miller Rustlers. Madrecki serves it again and puts it into the net. 18-17, Wagner leading. Side out to the Rustlers as Journey Palmer again will check back in, and Paige Wertle will check out. Now they correct the score, and we're tied at 18. I thought there was an issue there a little bit, but now we're going to call a lift. That's going to be an ace for Journey Palmer. 19-18, Miller with a one-point lead. Palmer will serve once again. A line drive serve that is received, but then bounced off the floor for another ace. The Rustlers now with a 20-18 lead. Journey Palmer with four service aces in this match as Palmer will push it the other way. Wagner moving it forward. Here's Kjellgaard the other way. Schlechter with the dig to set up top. Anderberg through the block and down. Shaylee Anderberg with kill number 7, and it's 21-18. Miller timeout, Red Raiders. We work here in set number 2. The Rustlers trying to go up 2-0 here at the State A Volleyball Tournament. We'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Win.
Drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Another Actegra timeout. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. The Rustler Rowdies in the house here tonight at the Monument. 21-18 Miller leading Wagner. The Rustlers trying to go up two games to none here in this match. Wagner out of timeouts in set number two. Here is another serve by Journey Palmer. That is an ace. You've got the fastball. You've got the slider. You've got the knuckle. That was probably a slider she just threw there. Palmer this time with a rocket, but Wagner is able to dig it out and send it back, and they hit it long and out of bounds. 23-18, and all of a sudden, Miller with a five-point advantage in set number two. And Palmer again will serve. There'd been about a 20-mile-an-hour difference in the serves as she sends across another ace. Journey Palmer with six service aces. And the crowd comes to their feet. 24-18 game point as Journey Palmer tries to serve it through. And this is dug out by Wagner. At the net, they'll push the other way. It is an Anderberg dig. Riesel sends it the other way. Wagner up top once again, and they hit it long and out of bounds. And that gives Miller the victory, 25-18 in set number two. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Take advantage of great year-end deals during my annual inventory reduction event. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report from By Right Seed is next. We're back in 90 seconds in KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact By Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions. The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwurz & Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Miller is up two games to none, winning game one, 25-23, coming from behind. It came from behind in set number two and defeat Miller 25-18. Wagner led 18-17, but the Wrestlers are able to go with seven in a row to come away with the victory. For full coverage of the South Dakota High School Volleyball Championships and updated bracket scores and photos, visit svpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at svpb.org/volleyball, and the championship matches for all three classes will be televised with Class B on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB2 TV, and Class AA on SDPB3 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDVolleyball23. Well, Miller tries to move to the championship round, championship side of the bracket, the semifinals, taking on Rapid City Christian, who took five sets to dispose of Dakota Valley earlier here this evening. Faulkton comes up short in their match with Chester. Faulkton will play tomorrow afternoon, 1:45 Central Time. We'll have that on KMLO tomorrow. We see what the Rustlers can do here in set number three. Wagner finds themselves in a must-win situation. Linda DeBoer, head coach of the Rustlers, has been here before, and I'm sure her advice to the troops, and again, they set in the chairs on the bench to get as much rest as possible. They do not sub as much as what you would see Wagner do. And they also, Coach DeBoer, I'm sure, believes you got to keep the pedal to the metal here and try to take care of this and don't let Wagner back in. Heather Riesel serving as Wagner will push the other way. And the kill made at the net. Aubrey Madrecki will score it for Wagner, and they get the early lead. Wagner serving here. The line drive serve is across. Palmer, Anderberg. Palmer with the free ball, tipped at the net. Wagner will slow it down. Set at the net. Koppel the other way, and that is a hard hit ball that's gone. Ashlyn Koppel with a rocket. It is off the hands of Jolie Palmer. Linda DeBoer with a nice skate save with the elbow. As she got a pad up and was able to knock it away, or she would have taken it on the chin. And now an ace is sent across from Wagner. As they work it the other way, Macy Koppel will send it across, and Wagner with a 3-0 lead. Don't be surprised if Miller doesn't pull or call for a timeout here quickly. And you don't want to give up a set and give a team any momentum hit at this point. As Wagner will send it the other way, and again, problems for Miller. And another kill scored by the Red Raiders. That is Shona Kosher who scores it. It's 4-0 Wagner. Now the Red Raiders serving up once again. Elias Schlechter has it blocked. Rustlers will keep it alive. Nice play by Palmer. Riesel with the free ball across. Wagner will set it up. It's Koppel the other way. Riesel will dig. Palmer will set Schlechter over the top of the defense. Wagner will keep it alive and push it back. Here is Palmer. Now it's Anderberg over the top. Nice diving play made by Wagner. It's Koppel again. It's tipped. It's blocked. Dug out by Miller. Schlechter to the back row. Wagner will dig it out once again, and the Red Raiders somehow are able to send it back the other way. Here is a bad pass by Miller that is right at the net, and it gives Wagner the opportunity to slam it home, and Aubrey Dredrecki gets kill number 9 on the night, and there is that timeout taken by Miller. Wagner off to a fast start here in set number 3-5-0, and we're back in 30 seconds in KPLO.
Mid-Dakota Rural Water is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of its customers by providing high-quality water and excellent service. They're proud to serve more than 6,400 customers with 3,900 miles of pipeline that service territory covering a 14-county region in east-central South Dakota. Those counties now receive quality water and positive community involvement from the directors and staff at Mid-Dakota Rural Water System. They congratulate Miller Rustler Volleyball and wish them luck in this match. Mid-Dakota Rural Water. Quality on tap.
DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for opening round coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament, the final event in the fall sports season. Believe it or not, basketball, not that far away. Our first broadcast of high school basketball on Tuesday, December 6th or 5th, something like that. Yeah, it's soon. As Miller works the return to serve, but Wagner is right there. Shona Kosher with the block. And Wagner has the mojo working. They're up 6-0. As again, the Red Raiders will serve. It is Palmer. Up top, Alea Schlechter. Again, it's blocked. Miller with the dig. Here's Shaylee Anderberg as she pushes to the back row. And that's a lift. A hitting error for Wagner. After they opened up a 6-1 or 6-0 lead, gives Miller their first points of this third set. That is just the sixth hitting error tonight for Wagner. Miller has 15 going into the third set. Miller had a 28-22 kill advantage. As Shaylee Anderberg will work the serve. Wagner at the net. They'll push the other way. And we're going to have another lift called on Wagner. Back-to-back hitting errors for the Red Raiders. They'll give Miller back-to-back points here in set number three. Shaylee Anderberg, the senior, will serve it up once again. A fastball serve at the net. The bump right there to Miller's Kate Lichty, and she'll slap it down for a kill. The receive back row from Maddie Crable. But right to the net, Miller was able to drop it down. So they score three in a row now, and have cut the deficit in half. It's 6-3, and Shaylee Anderberg trying to serve softly and serves it short. And now it's 7-3 Wagner. This is Ashlyn Copel once again as she serves. Palmer with the receive and right at the net. Wagner is able to dump it down quickly. Shona Kosher with kill number four tonight. Wagner leads 8-3. Ashlyn Copel serves it up once again. Palmer, Riesel, Schlechter to the back row. Wagner with the dig. They push the other way. They try to get the Miller defense moving. They do a little bit, but Rustlers are able to recover. They'll attack the other way and at the net. Miller's able to keep it alive. That was a hard hit ball by Wagner, but Miller was able to prevail, but not this time, as Wagner's Kaya Kjellgaard will push it across and down. Wagner 9, Miller 3 in set number 3. As Miller up 2-0. Not off to a good start here in this third set. Ashlyn Copel serves it up once again. Palmer back row as they move it forward. Schlechter over the top of the defense. Good dig made. Wagner is able to hustle and move it across. Now Miller tries to go the other way. It is blocked. Rustlers, they'll hustle. That's four hits. Schlechter was able to clear it, but it is the fourth hit by Miller. And another point for Wagner as they're up 10-3. And Ashlyn Copel will serve it up once again as she works it the other way. Palmer set here, Lichty across. Wagner will set it up and will hit it short. Hitting error for Wagner gives Miller another point. Rustlers have no offensive stats in this third set. It has been four hitting errors on the part of Wagner that have given the Rustlers their points, and now a service error for Miller, just their third of the night. And Wagner will get the serve once again, leading by 7. It's 11-4. Wagner again puts it in play. Palmer, Riesel, Wirtle blocked and sent back. As the play made by Aubrey Madrecki, that is her first block of the evening. Fifth block of the night now for Wagner. Their second in this third set. 12-4 Wagner, and a serve by the Red Raiders long and out of bounds. Wagner 12, Miller 5. Side out to the Rustlers. Alaya Schlechter to the back row. As Schlechter will serve, trying to catch the corner and is able to push it across for an ace. The old I've got it, you take it play. Two players just let it float between them. And the Rustlers will take points where they can. It is 12-6, Wagner leading as Alaya Schlechter will serve it up once again. And the Rustlers serving, just trying to pick spots. They see open spots in this Wagner defense. The one thing that Wagner has done as of late, but the Rustlers will push a play across here as Paige Wirtle scores the kill, but they have done a better job of passing up front and letting their bigs do work. Rustlers score back-to-back points here. It's 12-7. Schlechter serving again. And Wagner will work the other way. An off-balance pass. And now on the dig, Jolie Palmer mishits it. And that will be a kill for Wagner. Kaya Kjellgaard with another kill. And it's 13-7. Still a long way to go here. But the Rustlers giving Wagner a lot of momentum here as they work with a six-point lead. Here's Miller the other way. Wagner with the dig. They will work up top. Rustlers with an opportunity. And Grayson Wirtle will slap it home. 13-8. Side out back to the Rustlers as the volleyball gets away, but now it's retrieved. And we will go to the back row again. And Journey Palmer, the crafty right-hander, is in to serve for Miller. And more of a conventional serve that's across. Wagner having trouble. They have to free ball back. Jolie Palmer with the dig, set up top. Anderberg through the block. Anderberg will keep it alive. Palmer, Wirtle through the block, but Wagner keeps it alive. Now the Rustler is the other way. A free ball from Jolie Palmer the other way. Here's Macy Koppel up top. Wagner tries to kill it. It's blocked by Miller, but out of bounds. And that will be a kill for Kaya Kelgart. 14-8. Wagner back out in front by six. As the Red Raiders will put it in play once again. Wirtle, Riesel. Now Wirtle, that is Grayson who pushes it across. Wagner. Just a well-placed shot there by Ashlyn Koppel. Probably the softest ball she's hit all night. But it gets where it needs to go, and it's 15-7 Wagner. Rustlers with one timeout remaining in this set. They took one early. Just have not been able to get going offensively. And Wagner's starting to get a lot of momentum back. And, yeah, you're up 2-0 as Miller hits it wide and out of bounds. Their 17th hitting error. And you're up 2-0 if you're Miller. But you want to be able to take care of business here and not let this Wagner team sneak their way back into this match. 16-8. Now an 8-point advantage for Wagner as Miller tries the finesse play on the set. They send it back. Wagner with the attack. Now it is Anderberg the other way. Wagner will push back row. Palmer will dig. Riesel will set. Wirtle has it blocked. Miller will keep it alive. Anderberg over the top of the defense. Again, it's blocked. But Miller is able to send it back. Wagner will set a play. It's Koppel, and it's blocked. But through the block and down. Ashlyn Koppel with another kill. That is 10 on the night. And it is 17-8. Wagner is leading. And the Red Raiders will put it in play once again. Palmer, now Wirtle, and that is wide and out of bounds. 18-8, Wagner, and a timeout taken by Miller. Rustlers use their final timeout of set number three, and we'll take it with them. Wagner with a 10-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Luce, Lucy, and Rec Funeral Homes are your family-owned businesses ready to help you in your time of need. With businesses in Gettysburg, Faulkton, Miller, Highmore, and they service Cheyenne River Reservation. Mandy and Tiffany are there to answer any questions and help you along. Luce, Lucy, and Rec Funeral Homes proudly support all local sports and activities.
Teammate is our score. Wagner has the lead in set number three. The Rustlers up 2-0, but Wagner trying to hang around here in this final opening round match of the State A Volleyball Tournament. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the State A Volleyball Tournament on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Stop speeding before it stops you.
Wagner with the serve, Miller with the set for Shaylee Anderberg. It is blocked to the net and sent back, and it's Aubrey Madrecki making the defensive play. 19-8 Wagner as they continue to extend the lead. Red Raiders put it in play once again. Jolie Palmer, back set, Alaya Schlechter. She will attack and hits it long and out of bounds. 20-8. The lead to Wagner. Wagner 5 points away from getting on the board here. As far as sets are concerned, the Red Raiders put it in play. Grazes the net. Rustlers in trouble, but a nice shot from Heather Riesel. It grazed the net. It was a tough play to handle, but Grayson Wirtle got the play going, and then Riesel on the set just pushed it to the back line. It was past the Wagner defense and scores it. And Wagner will play on. Grayson Wirtle serving. Wagner with a free ball back across. Here is Journey Palmer. Wirtle will set. Schlechter to the back row. Wagner will set it up once again. Red Raiders will go the other way. Quickly returned by Miller. Red Raiders will set it up with a free ball across. It's Schlechter back row. Up top, Anderberg. She'll push it down the line. And that's a winner for Shaylee Anderberg. 20-10. Wagner's still leading. Miller's got some work to do here. As Grayson Wirtle again will serve. And they work it back up top. Hard hit ball. Aubrey Madrecki across and down. That's kill number 10 for her. And you're starting to see as we work through this third set, Miller is really trying to make that back row of Wagner work and try to keep them from getting the ball up front. That big front line has done damage, and now a serve across from Wagner. It catches the back line and is good. Mandy Crable with her second service ace of the night, and it's 22-10 Wagner. Crable will serve it up once again to the back row. It is Palmer, and then Wirtle, or pardon me, Riesel mishits it, and it goes into the net. 23-10 Wagner. As Maddie Crable will serve it up once again. She'll push the other way. Palmer at the net. An opportunity for Wagner to kill it. And now Miller makes a nice return. Joey Palmer runs it down. And now Miller will play on. Will duel at the net. And Miller gets it through. And that is a kill. Scored for Journey Palmer. That will be her first kill of the night. The Rustlers continue to battle. Heather Riesel to the back row. Riesel will send a serve to the back line. Crable with the return. Battle at the net. Blocked but out of bounds. Kill there for Ashlyn Kopel. Kill number 11 for her. And we are at game point. 24-11 Wagner. As they try to score their first set victory here of this state tournament, they put it in play. Back row it comes. Palmer, now Schlechter. Back row, dig is made. Wagner at the net. Kopel the other way. Palmer will dig. It winds up in the Wagner side. Kopel again with a free ball across. Set for Schlechter. Tipped. Kept alive by Anderberg. And again, they'll set it for Shaylee. She'll go over the top of that front line. But Wagner's back row is there. And they push it across and down. And Wagner wins at 25-11. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Miller up 2-1. Washington up 2-1 on Lincoln, although Lincoln looks like to be on their way to picking up their first set win. Washington is up 2-0. Castlewood trailing Coleman Egan. They're up 2-0. Coleman Egan, though, on their way trying to pick up their first set victory to keep that match going in the B tournament. Let's take a 60-second break and return. This is coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament on KPLO.
Everyone from South Dakota Soybean Processors wishes the Lady Rustlers the best of luck. They invite you to the New Horizon meeting on November 28th in Volga, November 29th in Watertown, and November 30th in Mitchell. Registration will begin at 9:30 a.m. with a speaker from 10 o'clock to 11:45 and lunch at 11:45. Topics to be covered include grain market outlook for all crops, precision planting, and maximizing soybean yields. RSVP by November 20th with location attending to 1-888-737-7888 or email Carrie.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 30th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Raiders head to Ford Field to take on the Lions at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle from the Monument in Rapid City. It is a 2-1 lead for Miller as we get ready for set number 4. The Rustlers, who had a 28-22 kill advantage through two sets, were outkilled 13-6 in that third set by Wagner, who got things going the way they wanted to. A little crisper passing, and they let their bigs do work. Already two players in double figures in the kill department. Ashlyn Kopel with 11, Aubrey Madrecki with 10 kills. And Wagner, throughout this match, have been playing the cleanest volleyball, just 8 hitting errors to 20 for Miller. And when you get into a match like that, you give up, that's a 12-point swing, and you lose. Miller won the first set 25-23. There's two. And you win the second set 25-18. That is 9. And you lose by 14 here. So you're basically at minus 5 because of the hitting errors. This is a big fourth set. I do not think Miller, well, obviously, you don't want to go to that fifth set. But this is a set here where you do not want to get a Wagner ball club to go to a fifth and deciding set with the bigs that they have up front. Being able to go 6 foot, 5'11", 6 foot, 6'3". There's a lot of size up front, and you could see Miller starting to change their tactics as far as pushing it to the back row as Wagner serves to get this fourth set underway. Schlechter over the top of the defense, and that's across and down. Alea Schlechter, of course, we had those long side outs by Wagner, and Alea was stuck in the back row for a long time in set number 3. She starts out in this fourth set up front and gets a kill right away. Miller leads 1-0. Here's Shaylee Anderberg serving to the back line. Wagner, trouble up front as they work the other way. Nice dig by the Rustlers. Again, it is Schlechter who pushes it to the back row. Kjellgaard with the dig. Wagner sends it the other way. Anderberg runs it down, but the dig winds up at the net, and Wagner with an opportunity to push it down for a kill, and that is Shona Koser, another six-footer who just scored her fifth kill tonight. 1-1 is our score as Wagner serves once again. Miller at the net. Schlechter has it blocked. Palmer keeps it alive. Here is Kate Lichty the other way. Wagner with the dig. They will send it forward. Miller is there with the dig. They'll work the other way. Wirtle with a hard hit ball. It is blocked. But Miller recovers. Sends it back the other way. And Wagner with Kyla Kjellgaard pushes it across and down. 2-1 Wagner here in set number 4. In the early moments, and Ashlyn Kopel will serve it up once again. Here is Palmer back row. Riesel. And this is Paige Wirtle, hard hit ball the other way. But Wagner is there for the dig. They'll push it across. Kept alive. Miller will have to free ball back as Schlechter gets it done. And here is Wagner at the net. Hard hit ball again. Miller with the dig. Wirtle back row. Kopel will dig it out. Back up front, it comes, another hard hit ball. Miller gets 4 hits on it, and that's a hitting error for the Rustlers, and Wagner now with a 3-1 lead. Coleman Egan and Castle with 24-23. Coleman Egan trying to hang on. They trail 2 games to none to Castlewood. They just started the fourth set in the double-A match as Miller, Paige Wirtle, will score a block and push it down. It is 2-1 Lincoln, or pardon me, 2-1 Washington leading. They just started set number 4 there. It is 3-2 Wagner leading as Jolie Palmer serves for Miller. And now Wagner with another set play. Kyla Kjellgaard will push it across and down, and Wagner playing with a lot more confidence than where they were in set number 2. And they operate with a 2-point lead. Miller just has not been able to score many points in serve like they did in the first 2 sets. Here is Miller. Oh, Schlechter down the line, out of bounds. 5-2 Wagner. Winner will move on to play Rapid City Christian tomorrow evening. As Miller will work the return of serve across. Here is Wagner once again. They'll push the other way. Wirtle at the net. Blocked and sent back down. Kaya Kjellgaard once again. And it is 6-2 Wagner. As Wagner again will work the serve the other way. Anderberg, Riesel, Wirtle blocked. Wagner or Miller will dig it out. Here's a layup. Schlechter the other way. Wagner is there with the defense as they move it forward. Wagner will attack. Rustlers will dig. Riesel sends it the other way. Now Wagner scrambling. They're able to get it across, though, as Anderberg will dig it out. Schlechter with a free ball to the back line. Red Raiders are there with the dig, then the attack. It's tipped, then dug. Here is Wirtle the other way. Grayson Wirtle with a nice off-balance play to score her fourth kill of the night. It is 6-3 Wagner. Miller will serve. Schlechter to the back row, and Alea will again will put it in play. 7 kills and 3 service aces for the 5'10 junior. And that serve, a low line drive, but it is bumped. Miller will dig it out. The attack there blocked. The Rustlers with a free ball the other way down the line. And that's a kill for Paige Wirtle. That is 12 on the night. Rustlers have cut the deficit to 2. It's Wagner 6, Miller 4 here in the fourth and deciding, or the fourth set. Miller is up 2-1. Schlechter serving. Back row, Wagner. Hard hit ball there and a miss hit. Kaya Kjellgaard hits it short. That is just the 9th hitting error. And we have played a lot of points here in 3-plus sets of volleyball. And the Red Raiders with just 9 hitting errors, 5 service errors. That's pretty clean volleyball for a state tournament. Here's Wagner with the return of serve. They'll duel at the net. And what a play for Heather Riesel. That is her 5th kill of the night. And Miller has tied things at 6. This is the longest side out that the Rustlers have had in some time. As Schlechter will serve. Wagner at the net will push the other way. On the set, Miller had to regroup. Wirtle the other way. They will duel at the net. And prevailing will be Wagner. As the play is made, Raven Madrecki will score the kill. Another player with size, a 6-foot freshman. By my stats, her first kill of the night. Here is Miller the other way. Wirtle with a hard hit ball across and down. Paige Wirtle with kill number 13 on the night. 7-7 between Miller and Wagner. Then the side out to the Rustlers as Journey Palmer will check back in. She will serve. And Journey, the senior with 6 service aces tonight, will work a serve here. A looping serve that is across. Copa will dig. Wagner will try to send it back. Will duel here, and that is won by Wagner. Miller got a couple hits on it, so we'll score that as a hitting error, but at the net, with Miller and Wagner dueling, the Red Raiders won that one and get the lead once again at 8-7. Red Raiders set to put it in play. Palmer back row. Riesel set for Anderberg. Hard hit ball. Wagner is there for the dig as they work it back. Copel the other way. Palmer with the dig. Again, they'll set it. Grayson Wirtle down the line. Wagner will dig it out. Miller will, well, they'll tip it. They're going to call a lift on Wagner. A hitting error for the Red Raiders, and we're tied once again at 8-8. Grayson Wirtle back row serving for Miller as Wirtle will send it the other way, and that's an ace. It was one of those that the back row of Wagner thought they should let it go, and it just caught the back line. And Miller leading for the first time since the second set at 9-8. And here, a hard hit ball by Wagner. That lead did not last long. That's Ashlyn Copel with another kill. That's number 11 for her. The libero, Mandy Crable, back row to serve. And we are tied at 9. Here's Palmer with the receive of serve, but it winds up at the net. And Wagner is there. Shona Kosher drops it home. Wagner out in front, 10-9. Mandy Crable serving. as it goes back row. Journey, Palmer, Riesel, Anderberg over the top. Play is made as Wagner works it back across. Here is a set. Wagner tries to kill it. Palmer with the dig. Journey, Jolie. Now it is Anderberg attacking across. As Wagner again gets set at the net. And them bigs have done some damage as of late. Another hard hit ball for Shona Kosher. It's across and down. 10-10 is our score. They're going to say that's out of bounds. And a big break for Miller. We're tied at 10 as the Rustlers serve. Riesel. Wagner at the net. They'll push it back across. Now Anderberg the other way. Hard hit ball. It's tipped. Wagner will get it across to the Miller side. Schlechter down the line. She'll hit it long and out of bounds. 11-10, Wagner. Wagner trying to win back-to-back sets to tie it at two apiece. As again, Wagner will put it in play. Palmer, Riesel, hard hit ball across. Wagner with the soft return. Now the Rustlers will set it for Anderberg. She'll hammer it the other way, and she'll get it down for a kill. Shaylee Anderberg with kill number 9. Wagner, 11. Miller, 11. As Shaylee Anderberg will move to the back row to serve, and now we're checking rotation. I think now we're good to go. And Anderberg with the serve across. Wagner has done a lot better job of serve receive as they get into system and set it up front for Ashlyn Koppel, and Koppel will drop it down for another kill, and Wagner's out in front 12-11. Koppel to the back row to serve once again as the serve will go the other way. Riesel set for Schlechter, and Alea will send it home. 8 kills on the night for the junior, Alea Schlechter, and it is 12-12. Jolie Palmer serving, and Palmer will push to the back row. Wagner with the receive as they move it forward. Red Raiders softly the other way, and Miller can't get a good dig on it. It winds up going out of bounds. Shona Kosher will get the kill, probably the softest ball she's hit all night. 13-12, Wagner. As the Red Raiders serve it once again. Anderberg back row. Palmer, free ball from Riesel is across. Here is Koppel set up front. Tapper the other way. Anderberg will dig it out. Now it's Schlechter. Two-hand push, and it's blocked and sent right back down. Kaya Kjellgaard with the kill for Wagner. And now the Red Raiders up 14-12. As the side out for Wagner continues, Shauna Kosher will serve it up. Palmer back row, Riesel. Now Grayson Wirtle with a hard hit ball. That is dug out by Wagner. Back to the Miller side. And Paige Wirtle attacks, but it is tipped and sent right back. And there's just too much size up front on the part of Wagner. And Miller is going to take a timeout here. As they trail by 3 at 15-12. We'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
The order bank at Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore is open. Order your new 2024 Super Duty F-150, Expedition, Explorer, Broncos, and more. Personalize it from the wheels to the engine, and we'll give you the best price without haggling and without gimmicks. We pride ourselves on building partnerships for life by giving you a better buying experience. Give us a call at 605-852-2122 or stop into Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore and start building your dream vehicle today.
Full coverage of the high school volleyball championships and updated bracket scores and photos. Visit sdpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at sdpb.org/volleyball, and the championship matches for all three classes will be televised, with Class B on SDPB1, Class A on SDPB2, and Class AA on SDPB3 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDVolleyball23. Miller uses their first time out of this fourth set, 15-12, Wagner leading. Rustlers with Alea Schlechter in the net, and that's a hard hit ball across and down. Alea Schlechter with kill number 9. Side out back to Miller. The Rustlers won the first two sets by 25-13, 25-18 scores. It was all Wagner in the third, 25-11. Wagner trying to win this fourth set to send it to a deciding fifth set in a race to 15. Miller the other way, Grayson Wordle. It's tipped, blocked, sent back, but Miller recovers. Paige Wordle attacks, and now it's Wagner the other way. They will attack, dig by Palmer. Wordle back row, hits it long and out of bounds. 25 hitting errors. They're going to call a tip, though. They're going to call a tip on Wagner, and that will give the kill to Paige Wordle. And what a break for the Rustlers. 15-14, Wagner leading Alea Schlechter serving. And a line drive serve that Wagner is able to send back. Now it's Wordle the other way. Again, it's tipped and down. Back-to-back kills for Paige Wordle, and we are tied at 15. Schlechter to the back row to serve it up once again. Wagner has two timeouts remaining. Keep that in mind as Schlechter serves Wagner the other way. Schlechter digs again. It is Wordle who's had the hot hand. She'll send it back and a whistle and a net violation on Miller. That is their 25th hitting error of the night. Wagner leading 16-15. Red Raiders will put it in play. Here's Schlechter up top, Grayson Wordle, and that is wide and out of bounds. 17-15 Wagner. And the Red Raiders back to a two-point lead. The Rustlers, they expended some energy to get back into this when they raced the deficit, but just not able to get over the hump and take control of things as Wagner will serve once again. Wordle has it blocked. It's kept alive by Anderberg to the Wagner's side, and Kaya Kjellgaard will send it home, and that time Miller's defense was out of position. 18-15 Wagner. As the Red Raiders will serve it up once again, they'll put a serve into the net from Aubrey Madrecki. That is just their sixth service error of the night. 18-16 Wagner. As the side out, we'll go back to Miller. Paige Wordle will check out. Journey Palmer will check back in. And Palmer will push back row. Here is Wagner at the net. They will attack. Good dig by Palmer. Wordle sends it the other way. Again, Wagner has it. It's blocked by Grayson Wordle. And what a big play for the 5'6 sophomore. Up there amongst them, 3 6-footers on the front line for Wagner. And Miller is able to push it back there as Wordle makes the defensive play, and now a timeout taken. This is a Wagner timeout. 18-17 Red Raiders lead, and again, we'll pause for 30 seconds. We're in set number 4 of this opening round match of the State A Volleyball Tournament. We're back after this on KPLO.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Good match here in the State A Volleyball Tournament. Wagner with an 18-17 lead in set number 4, trying to tie it at 2 sets apiece. A Journey Palmer serve that just grazes the net. Wagner works the return back. Here's Shaylee Anderberg, and that is across and down. Anderberg with kill number 10 on the night. We are tied at 18. Side out back to the Rustlers, who would just love to be able to close it out here in this fourth set. Journey Palmer again serving. A looping serve there as Wagner tries to work it forward. They'll free ball it back. It is Palmer, Riesel, Anderberg over the top, kept alive. Wagner will send it the other way. Here's Miller once again. Grayson Wordle over the top. The libero for Wagner will dig it out. Wagner will send it the other way. They will push it across and down. And again, it's Kaya Kjellgaard. 19-18 Wagner. As the Red Raiders have the serve, it is Kjellgaard to the back row. She moves to the back row. Just another six-footer slides in up front, and that has been the issue since the second set where Miller was up 2-0, but Wagner's been able to come back, and now the Red Raiders hit it long and out of bounds. A hitting error for them, and we're tied at 19. Side out back to Miller. As Grayson Wirtle will move to the back row, Jolie Palmer out for the moment as Wirtle will put it in play. Here is Wagner over the top of the defense. Schlechter, Riesel. Now Anderberg the other way. Good job by Wagner to keep it alive. Can Miller get it across? No. It's out of bounds after the third hit, and Wagner is able to prevail. Palmer back in. Wirtle will check out. 20-19 Wagner here in set number four. The libero, Maddie Crable, serving. Palmer, Riesel, Anderberg. Tries to go down the sideline and does. Cross-court winner there for Shaylee Anderberg. And it's 20-20. Heather Riesel to the back row for Miller. The Rustlers again trying to get their first lead in what seemed like a long time in this match. As Palmer will set it. Here is Schlechter down the line. Wagner will dig it out. Now a whistle, and we're going to have a net violation on Wagner. 21-20 Miller. As Heather Riesel will serve. Heather will push it across. And up top, Wagner sends it the other way. Kind of an off-balance shot there that works across and down. And it's Ashlyn Copel, this 6'3 sophomore, able to get work done. We're tied at 21 as Copel scores her 14th kill of the night. Wagner with the serve once again. Journey Palmer back row. They set it for Schlechter. She'll push back line, and it's just long and out of bounds. 22-21 Wagner. Red Raiders serve once again. Riesel set for Anderberg over the top. And a dig play made there. They keep it alive, but now they're going to call. They're going to give the point to Wagner. And Miller is going to take another timeout. I'm not sure if it was a net violation or if they hit the antenna, but either way, a hitting error for Miller gives Wagner the point. Wagner's up 23-21. And Miller will use their final timeout of this fourth set. We'll take it with him and return in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Somewhere out there, someone needs help. That's HELP, short for Hail Dent Elimination Licensed Professionals, like the ones you'll find at Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They offer a full-service collision and auto body repair shop with collision repair, paintless dent repair, windshields, and automotive repair. So if you need help, call Advanced Collision Repair at 893-0190 or stop by 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Advanced Collision and Repair.
Well, Miller up 2-1, but Wagner, since winning that second set 25-11, has had a boatload of momentum, and Miller has just not been able to get much traction here. They did have the lead at 21-20, but Wagner rolls off three in a row, and now Miller has some work to do. Anderberg down the line, the dig made by the Red Raiders. They'll move it up top to Copel. Back row it comes to Palmer, and now up top Schlechter. She'll go back row. Another nice dig made by the Red Raiders as Miller again with a chance to work it forward. Down the line, this is Lichty, and Wagner can't get it across. That's a kill for Kate Lichty. That is her second of the night. 23-22, side out back to Miller. The Rustlers trail here, but still are up 2-1. So if Wagner wins this fourth set, we still have a fifth in the deciding set and a race to 15. Shaylee Anderberg serves. As they go back row. Good job in the return game by Wagner. They dig it out. Miller in a little bit of trouble, but a free ball back. And Wirtle clears up the play. And now it's Copel the other way. Kept alive by Miller. It is Wirtle back row. It's tipped. Wagner's able to keep it alive. They'll free ball the other way. Palmer, Riesel, and over the top Lichty. And again, Wagner with a reflex play as they push it back. Here is Jaden Wirtle the other way. But Wagner is there for the block, and they'll push it back the other way. Kaya Kjellgaard with block number 4. Game point for the Red Raiders, 24-22. And here's Ashlyn Copel once again. Palmer back row. Up top it's Schlechter over the top of the defense. Crable with the dig. Back up top. Blocked but down. And Wagner with a Kaya Kjellgaard kill will win set number 4, 25-22. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our fifth set is next. We're back in 2 minutes on KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service if prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sioux Falls, Washington just took care of Sioux Falls, Lincoln. They won their match 3-1. They go to a fifth set in the B, as they're actually, it's in the fourth set. There's Castlewood and Coleman Egan tied at 19. Castlewood up 2-1 there. Here, Miller was up 2-0, but Wagner has won the last two sets, and we go to a fifth and deciding set. Miller won the opening set 25-23, set number 2, 25-18. All Wagner in the third, 25-11. They were victorious, and in a seesaw affair, it was Wagner who defeated Miller 25-22, and now the race to 15 is on. Wagner with a 48-47 kill advantage, and they have really been able to do work up front. And that was one thing that Miller was trying to and did a good job of, keeping the ball away from that front row, making that back row do a majority of the work. But now it is Miller that won the toss. They will serve first. Heather Riesel serves it away to get this fifth set underway. Here is Wagner at the net. Copel across. Hard hit there. Kept alive by Miller, but another rocket shot across from Ashlyn Copel with 15 kills, and Wagner leads 1-0. Red Raiders with their first serve of this fifth set. Here's Alea Schlechter the other way. Tough dig, but Wagner's able to run it down, and now Schlechter can't move it forward. Wagner up 2-0. There's just no margin of error in a fifth and deciding set. You can't get down by more than two or three and expect to be able to put together a run. Wagner serves it once again. Schlechter the other way. That is a cross and down, and Miller is on the board here in this fifth set. The 10th kill of the night for Alea Schlechter. 2-1, Wagner leading, Rustlers serving. It is Shaylee Anderberg who puts it in play. Anderberg with 11 kills. Miller throughout the season in aces with 48. One would be handy here, and she tries the knuckleball, but Wagner will return it and a rocket the other way, and again it's Ashlyn Kopel. My goodness. Has Wagner been in system the last couple sets? And that's as hard a hit a ball as you will find in Class A volleyball from Ashlyn Kopel. 3-1 Wagner as Kopel serves it up once again. Back row it's Palmer, Riesel, Wirtle over the top of the dig made. Wagner pushes back row. Miller tries to keep it alive and can't. The free ball is out of play and another hitting error for Miller. That is their 31st, by the way. And Wagner up 4-1. Ashlyn Kopel will serve once again. They go to the back row. Here is Jaden Wirtle, or Paige rather. Paige hits it short. And it is now, well, they're going to say that Miller gets the point there. So that's a kill actually for Paige. That's her 16th of the night. Miller trailing by two. Jolie Palmer serves. You just have not seen aces from Miller here in a while. Jolie Palmer with a free ball back across. Wagner has really cleaned up that part of the game, and they're also hitting the ball very well as they attack across. And here, a Shaylee Anderberg free ball that is long and wide and out of bounds. 5-2 Wagner. As Miller trails here, the Red Raiders put it in play. Palmer, now it is Grayson Wirtle the other way. Opa with the dig, Wagner with a free ball back to the Miller side. Rustlers will set, and here an attack from Paige Wirtle's across and down. Rustlers trying to put together a run. Trailing by two, 5-3 in set number five. We go to 15, you got to win by two. Alea Schlechter back row. Schlechter with the serve the other way. Wagner on the set back across. Good job by Jolie Palmer with the dig. Free ball across by Heather Riesel. And now Wagner will work it back the other way. Again, Miller scrambles, but a free ball back to the Wagner side. Red Raiders will attack. Schlechter will dig. Anderberg. Now it is Palmer with a two-hand push. Back to the Red Raider side. They'll move it forward. They work it back the other way. Palmer, Riesel, Wirtle over the top. Red Raiders are there. They push it back across and to the Miller side. Miller will try to set the back set for Grayson Wirtle. She will push it to the back row. Wagner with trouble, but they're able to clean it up and get it back. Here is Wirtle again, and a hard hit ball across and down. Paige Wirtle with a kill for Miller. 5-4. Wagner's lead is at one. Alea Schlechter to the back row to serve. Castlewood just defeated Coleman Egan and will move on. Alea Schlechter serve that goes into the net. Just the fourth service error of the night for Miller. In a situation there where you're just getting just a whisper of momentum. And a serve into the net gives the serve back to Wagner, and the Red Raiders will put it in play. They will send a serve long and out of bounds. That is just their seventh service error of the evening. 6-5 Wagner, side out back to the Rustlers. Journey Palmer will check back in. Journey had six aces through the first two sets, but has not been able to get one across lately. She'll try the drop ball here, and it's short. 7-5 Wagner. Red Raiders once again with an opportunity. Kaya Kjellgaard looking to put it in play. Jolie Palmer back row. Riesel will set for Anderberg. It's blocked there. Miller will send it back. Wagner will set a play at the net. Hard hit ball by Kopel, but it's blocked. Sent back to the Red Raiders side. Again, they'll send it, but this time it's long and out of bounds. 7'6" Wagner. And now Miller will serve. Grazes the net from Grayson Wirtle, but Wagner is able to dig it out and send it back. Here's a free ball from Shaylee Anderberg across. Wagner will run it down. Kopel across. Anderberg will dig. They'll set for Shaylee. Another chance. She'll send it to the back row. Wagner the other way. Grayson Wirtle will dig on the set. It is Riesel back across, but Wagner will regroup. They send it back the other way. Alea Schlechter over the top. Again, Wagner runs it down. And the Red Raiders will send it back across. Here is Anderberg, hard hit ball, and it's across and down. Shaylee Anderberg with kill number 12, and we're tied at 7. Side out to Miller. The Rustlers will serve. Grayson Wirtle sends it long. 8-7, Wagner. We go to 15 here in this fifth and deciding set. Maddie Crable serving. Back row, it is Miller. Riesel, Anderberg over the top with a tapper, and it's down. Shaylee Anderberg with kill number 13. Side out to Miller. We're tied at 8. The A match here, Miller and Wagner. The final match is the double A and the B matches are complete. And here an attack by Wagner, and it's blocked by Kate Lichty. And Miller has their first lead of set number 5 at 9-8. And Wagner will use timeout number 1. And we're back in 30 seconds from the A tournament on KPLO.
Mid-Dakota Rural Water is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of its customers by providing high-quality water and excellent service. They're proud to serve more than 6,400 customers with 3,900 miles of pipeline that service territory covering a 14-county region in east-central South Dakota. Those counties now receive quality water and positive community involvement from the directors and staff at Mid-Dakota Rural Water System. They congratulate Miller Rustler Volleyball and wish them luck in this match. Mid-Dakota Rural Water. Quality on tap.
Our post game, we will have the big play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game will be announced in our post game as well. That is brought to you by CHS River Plains. We may not have seen our play of the game as of yet. 9-8 Miller, their first lead in this fifth and deciding set, as the Rustlers will have Heather Riesel serving. She will put it in play. Wagner with the back set of the net. Miller will push it back. Red Raiders will work the return. They'll go over the top of the defense. It's Riesel, Palmer, Anderberg through the block. And Wagner is able to keep it alive. And now Miller cannot. There's a double hit on Miller. Is what gave Wagner the point. So we are tied at 9. As the Red Raiders look to put it in play once again. Back row, Journey Palmer. They send it to Schlechter. Blocked there, but kept alive by Miller. And then Wagner tries to send it back. And they hit it long and out of bounds. 10-9 Miller. Checking back in will be Paige Wirtle for Miller. And Journey Palmer will check out. It is Shaylee Anderberg who will serve. Rustlers with a one-point lead. They have not led by two as Anderberg pushes the other way. Here is Kopel across and down. The slide play, and Ashlyn Kopel scores kill number 17, and we are tied at 10. And Wagner will serve once again as they try to get the lead back. Kopel with the serve, Palmer back row. Riesel. Wirtle attacks. It's blocked by Wagner and sent back. Now Miller the other way. A misdirection play that was not hit hard at all by Alea Schlechter, but it is down and a winner for the Rustlers, and it's now 11-10. Jolie Palmer to the back row to serve. As Jolie with the jump serve and a rocket shot across. Wagner on the one-timer will send it back. Here is Miller with a two-hand push. Schlechter dug out Maddie Crable. Back the other way it comes. Miller with the soft return back to the Wagner side. They'll set a play at the net. They push it across. Palmer, Riesel, Wordle, across and down. Paige Wordle with kill number 14 and Miller with a two-point lead. Wagner will use a timeout. Miller 12, Wagner 10 in set number 5. And we'll break again for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Luce, Luzy, and Rec Funeral Homes are your family-owned businesses ready to help you in your time of need. With businesses in Gettysburg, Fulton, Miller, Highmore, and they service Cheyenne River Reservation. Mandy and Tiffany are there to answer any questions and help you along. Luce, Luzy, and Rec Funeral Homes proudly support all local sports and activities.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. As they change the scoreboard for the consolation semis tomorrow, Gabriel Ball and Woolsey Wessington will be the first game of the B tournament. Aberdeen Central Watertown, the second game of the B or the AA tournament, the first game. And here, Jolie Palmer's serve that goes into the net. This match here, the final match of the day from this state volleyball tournament's opening round. It's 12-11 Miller in the fifth and deciding set. Wagner will put it in play. Palmer back row. Again, Riesel will set, and a rocket shot on the line. No call. No call. And they're going to give it to Miller, and it should be. From our vantage point, the official just did not see it. But the net, the R2 gives it to Miller. And that, from our vantage point, would be the correct call. If that's the case, that would make it 13-11. And Miller will work in serve. That'll be another Paige Wordle kill. That's number 20 on the night. Alea Schlechter serves. Wagner working the return of the net. Blocked. Wagner again will reset, though. They'll push to the back line. Anderberg will dig. Here is Alea Schlechter, and it's blocked and sent back down. 13-12. The block there scored by Aubrey Madrecki. Madrecki with kill number, with block number 4. Wagner trails by 1 as they serve it up here. And the serve to the back row. Palmer again to Riesel. Grayson Wordle over the top, and it's down. Grayson Wordle with kill number 5, and we are at match point. Miller 14, Wagner 12, as Journey Palmer will check in to serve, as Paige Wordle will check out. And Palmer will send it across. Wagner at the net. They'll push the other way. Miller across, but the back row. Kopel with the dig. And a block. There, it's down. Grayson Wordle scores the block, and the Miller Rustlers will move to the semifinal round tomorrow night. And they'll take on Rapid City Christian as they defeat Wagner in the fifth and deciding set by a 15-12 score. Our scoreboard is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. That's me. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Deep breaths everywhere. And we'll take a 3-minute break. Our post game is next on KPLO.
Everyone from South Dakota Soybean Processors wishes the Lady Rustlers the best of luck. They invite you to the New Horizon meeting on November 28th in Volga, November 29th in Watertown, and November 30th in Mitchell. Registration will begin at 9:30 a.m. with a speaker from 10 o'clock to 11:45 and lunch at 11:45. Topics to be covered include grain market outlook for all crops, precision planting, and maximizing soybean yields. RSVP by November 20th with location attending to 1-888-737-7888 or email Carrie.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 30th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Raiders head to Ford Field to take on the Lions at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224. The Order Bank at Janbussy Ford and Highmore is open. Order your new 2024 Super Duty F-150, Expedition, Explorer, Broncos, and more. Personalize it from the wheels to the engine, and we'll give you the best price without haggling and without gimmicks. We pride ourselves on building partnerships for life by giving you a better buying experience. Give us a call at 605-852-2122 or stop into Janbussy Ford in Highmore and start building your dream vehicle today.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the SDHSAA.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that. Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Post game underway here at the Monument in Rapid City. The Miller Rustlers win the first two sets of this match, but they got a very game squad in the Wagner Red Raiders. They won the next two. So, with two sets apiece on each side, we go to a deciding race to 15 in that fifth and deciding set. Miller was eventually able to get the lead at 9-8 and hang on and win this match in 5. 15-12 was the final. The Rustlers, the number 3 overall seed, pick up their 29th match victory of the season. They will take on Rapid City Christian tomorrow night, and it will be the 7:45 Central Time match, and we'll have that for you on KPLO. We'll have the Falkton match tomorrow afternoon on KMLO as well. But a good job by the Rustlers. We've talked over the years about a Rustler squad that's very battle-tested. Well, they were battle-tested here tonight as they were able to come away and pick up the victory here. Looking at statistics, and we've done a lot of volleyball this year, but we haven't seen stat lines like this. 57 kills for Miller unofficially to 51 for Wagner. 11 blocks for the Red Raiders, 6 for Miller. The Rustlers sent across 13 service aces tonight to just 4 for Wagner. But here's where Wagner was able to stay in and got momentum in the third and fourth sets. The Red Raiders with 2 hitting errors in the second set. They had 5 total through 2 sets of play. Just 3 sets in the third, or 3 errors in the third set, 5 errors in the fourth set, just playing very solid, very clean volleyball. Just 7 service errors tonight by Wagner throughout the match. The Rustlers with 7 service errors as well. That's the type of play that you want to see at a state volleyball tournament. And Wagner, well, they had their opportunities, but just could not close things out in that fifth and the siding set. As Miller was able to hang on and get the victory, they will play tomorrow evening. And, of course, the other tournaments, Castlewood victorious in the B tournament, they will move on. And also Sioux Falls, Washington, I believe, was victorious as well. We'll recap scores here in just a moment. Sioux Falls, Washington, 3-1 over Sioux Falls, Lincoln. And in the B tournament, Castlewood 3-1. They defeat Coleman Egan. So they will take on Chester in the semifinals. Burke and Warner will play in the semifinals in the B tournament. Gayville Vollen will take on Woolsey Wessington. Falkton will take on Coleman Egan. The 2:45 match tomorrow afternoon, we'll have that on KMLO. In the AA tournament, it will be Harrisburg and O'Gorman tomorrow night. Sioux Falls Jefferson and Sioux Falls Washington, the second semifinal match. And Consolation semifinals, Aberdeen Central and Watertown. They'll play at noon Central time, 11 a.m. local time here in Rapid City tomorrow. That will be followed by Brandon Valley taking on Sioux Falls Lincoln. The A tournament, Sioux Falls Christian was victorious. They will take on Del Rapids in the first match, 5 o'clock tomorrow here in Rapid City. Sioux Falls Christian and Del Rapids. Rapid City Christian will take on Miller. That will be the 6:45 Mountain Time game, 7:45, probably around 7:30 with our pregame tomorrow on KPLO. The afternoon games tomorrow at 11 a.m., Lennox taking on Platte Geddes. Dakota Valley will take on Wagner. It's time for our big play of the game. Our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we've got a lot of big play nominees. We can talk about Miller going out, winning the first two sets and getting themselves a 2-game advantage. We can also talk about Wagner, how they came back and got themselves right back into this match. Volleyball is such a game of momentum. Wagner comes out down 2-0, and they win that third set 25-11 and had their mojo working. And they won the fourth set 25-22. Miller just needed some good things to happen, and they really could not score more than about 1 point at a time, it seemed, in that fourth set. And then as we started out the fifth and deciding set, got down early, but they were able to regroup, eventually got the lead for good at 9-8, and they were able to go on and pick up the victory. And we said that our play of the game may come at the end, and it did just that. After the Rustlers got the lead at 9-8, they were able to hang on and get the victory, and they win this one in 5 and move on. Our play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo. And finally, in our post game, we bring you the player of the game announcement. We'll name our player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. We'll do that next.
You've asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Me, Jamie Weisbeck, Kevin Kolstock, and Jason Euchre are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you'd prefer to call in and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help you build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's talk about Wagner. 17 kills for the sophomore, Ashlyn Kopel. Kaya Kelgard with 13 kills for the Red Raiders tonight. Aubrey Madrecki in double figures with 10 kills as well for Wagner. But we take care of the home team. And as it turned out, Alea Schlechter with 11 kills tonight. 13 kills for Shaylee Anderberg. But Paige Wertle came up big tonight, 20 kills on the evening. She was a big part of why Miller was able to win those first two sets, and she was a big, big part of how Miller was able to come from behind in set number 5 and come away with the victory. She is our player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Well, we have more volleyball for you tomorrow. Again, around 7:30 Central Time. We'll have the pregame tomorrow, as it will be Miller taking on Rapid City Christian in the semifinals of the State A Volleyball Tournament. We hope that you can join us. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO. It's advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. On your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you, buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You have some place to be. We would like to thank those of you who have joined us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. This game, this match will be archived for your viewing pleasure on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. Our coverage of the State A Volleyball Tournament on KPLO brought to you by Jan Bussey Ford, Venture Communications, the South Dakota Soybean Processors, Rec Funeral Home, Mid-Dakota Rural Water, American Family Insurance, Volk Garden & Associates, Carr Chiropractic, Kent Clark Insurance, Miller Rexall and Advanced Collision and Repair. Coverage of regional high school volleyball on KPLO also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, By Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Health, the May Adam Law Firm, and by BankWest Insurance. Regional high school sports coverage on KPLO is also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from the Monument in Rapid City. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.